from Hollywood. Heartbeat Theater. Produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios for the Salvation Army. Welcome now to another drama about this world of ours, with its comedy and tragedy, happiness and sadness, hope and despair, and quite often a world made more stable and serene through the unceasing care and concern of the Salvation Army, serving man in the service of God. This week on Heartbeat Theater, we hear an original drama by Stephanie Gabler. It's the story of a young Mexican girl who finds a true family and friends in the United States. The curtain goes up on the first act of Birthday Surprise. This is the house of Charles and Henrietta Rich. Mr. Rich is an affable, retired gentleman with lots of time on his hands. As our story opens, the Rich's television has just been turned off after a travelogue.
Well, that's enough to make you want to drop everything and head directly south of the border.
Drop everything? As if we had a million things to do. Indispensable us. Oh, honestly, Charles, sometimes I'm quite sure that we retired too soon.
Henrietta, time and time again, if I had held on to that business very much longer, I wouldn't be worth nearly what I am today. We were losing money every week. With the market changing the way it was, if I had waited much longer, I wouldn't have had nearly the chance for reinvestment, the results of which we enjoy today.
Oh, I know, Charles. But it seems as if we ought to be doing something beside watching travelogues on television.
Well, how about going to some of these places? We could catch a plane and be in Acapulco tomorrow night.
Oh, Acapulco. Now, that's not the point. Oh, hello, Maria.
Huh.
We were just talking about your native Mexico. We saw a program on television, and
yes,
it was so...
Yes, Maria, it was very interesting. I wish you could have seen it, but perhaps it would have made you homesick.
I see the program, Mr. and Mrs. Rich.
Oh?
When I iron the clothes now, I see it. It does not make me homesick, because it is not like that in my homeland at all.
Oh?
No, no. That man on the program, he only goes to the places where there is money. He does not know how there is never enough to eat in the villages. And his sickness and never a doctor. He does not see the way it is, really, for most of my people.
Oh, now, Maria. Remember, your people are here. We're your people. Perhaps you'll return to Mexico someday, but you'll not ever have to go back to the village. You have no reason to go back. This is your country now.
Maria, Mrs. Rich means that you mustn't worry about that anymore. That's behind you now.
Thank you. I try to forget the sadness there. I am very happy for your kindness for me.
I'll get it.
Oh, hello. Sorry to bother you folks, but I'm trying to find our new recreation facility in this neighborhood. Seem to have lost my way. According to my directions, O'Shannon Drive should be on this corner.
I see the problem. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
You see, O'Shannon is not marked on this avenue. If you had gone farther east, another block, you would have easily found it.
Oh.
What kind of a recreation facility is it?
It's a youth program we're setting up on the east side of town. I'm Captain Savarin from the Salvation Army.
Oh, Savarin. I'm Charles Rich, and this is my wife, Henrietta.
Hello.
I'm pleased to meet you, Captain.
Thank you.
Hey, this is an interesting thing you're doing. Mrs. Rich and I are aware of a youth problem in this area.
Oh, indeed we are. Do you have time for coffee, Captain?
Oh, thank you. I'm not in too much of a hurry. I guess I'd enjoy some.
Oh, fine. Sit down. Maria.
Yes, Mr. Rich?
This is Captain Savarin from the Salvation Army. Will you please bring us some coffee?
How you do, Captain?
Oh, hello, Maria.
Hello. And... now I will get the coffee. Excuse me.
Sure.
This is certainly a nice old part of town, although it is a bit confusing.
Well, we know it pretty well. We've been here nearly 27 years now.
Oh, but it's changing dreadfully. Why, just last week our neighbors were robbed when they were out of town. And last summer our car was stolen.
Oh, just kids. They found it downtown the next day.
Kids. That's what this program is all about. We're trying to get these kids off the street. Give them someplace else to be, something constructive to do, you know?
Yes, what exactly do you think you'll get these kids to do, Captain?
Well, the first thing we want to do is to set up a day school so that working parents can leave their youngsters in the care of English and Spanish-speaking people, so the children will have a chance to learn both languages. Mm-hmm. We want to employ some of these bilingual minority people in the nursery at the same time.
Well, that's very commendable.
Oh, it sounds like quite an undertaking.
Excuse, here is the coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Please bring some of the fruitcake.
Si, yes. Excuse me.
This is certainly good coffee.
Oh, thank you. Maria makes it the Mexican way.
Here is some cake, Capitan.
Oh, thank you. Well, I may not have much of a sense of direction, but I certainly did ask for directions in the right place.
Well, we're pleased to meet you and hear of your project.
Yes. What is that address again, Captain?
1220 O'Shannon Drive. Mm-hmm. It's part of the old YWCA annex.
Oh, yes, yes. We know the place.
Well, I guess I'd better be going. Thank you very much. I'm sure I can find it now.
Fine. Well, come around again sometime. Let us know how it goes.
Well, come around and see for yourselves. Because you know it's only a few blocks away.
Yeah, we just might do that.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, and bye. Good luck.
Come in.
Hello, Capitan. I am Maria. I see you yesterday at the house of Mr. and Mrs. Rich.
Oh, yes. Hello, Maria. Sure, I remember. Come in.
I do not want to bother you, but I think maybe you can help me. You say you have Spanish-speaking people working in the children's center. I think maybe someone know my brother.
Your brother?
Yes, I have brother. I do not see him for 6, maybe 7 years. When I am very small, he come to Los Angeles with my uncle, Jose. Jose died soon, and Carlos no come back. All that time, I work hard to speak the English and try to come to America to find him.
Well, what about your mother and father, Maria?
No, they do not live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how long have you been in the United States?
6 months. The Riches sent for me. I was with an agency. I studied English very hard with the records.
Well, surely the Riches would help you find your brother.
No, they do not know about him. I do not tell truth. They do not want me have friends or family when I come to this country.
Oh, well, they don't understand, Maria. I think they'd be happy to help you.
No. You see, I worry about Carlos. I do not think he is right in this country. He do not ever give me his address. Sometimes he send the money, but many hundreds of dollars, and then I do not hear for a very long time. I know he does no work. Jose die before he can fix that for him. Carlos tell me when he write that Jose is dead.
I see. Maria, what is your brother's name?
Carlos Manuel Rodriguez. I do not hear for 2 years. I am very scared for him.
Well, tell me what your brother looks like, Maria. We'll try to help you find him.
Juanita? Yes? One day I talked to Jesus on the bus coming from the market. I am the sister of Carlos. I promise I am his sister. I want find him very much. Jesus tell me that if I call you, maybe you know about him. He do not tell you about me? Oh, you do not see him since a year? Oh, but you do not know now. Jail? He does not go to jail. If you see him, tell him, please, I am here in Los Angeles. I am here a long time. Please tell him I live at...
Maria, is the phone for me?
Okay. Goodbye. And thank you very much.
Oh, who is that?
A mistake, Mrs. Rich. They make a mistake with the dialing.
And you thank them very much for calling the wrong number?
Oh, I no think. I am tired.
Oh, yes, Maria, you are staying out too late. Now, yesterday you didn't come back until I'd gone to bed. Now, that's too late for a girl alone. But where do you go? What do you do?
I am shopping all the time and looking at the town. I am finished with my work.
Oh, I know. Yes, Maria, you do so well with the work we ask of you. But you must remember that this is no small village. Now, this is a huge city and dangerous for someone all alone. You have no friends here as you had in Mexico. No relatives at all but Mr. Rich and myself. This is no small friendly village to go roaming around in all alone.
Yes, Mrs. Rich, I thank you for your worry for me, but I am sorry. I go now finish vacuum. And I study the English before I feast the dinner.
All right, Maria.
Oh, hello, Maria. Well, where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, hello, Mr. Rich. I go now finish working in the den. Goodbye.
Oh, what was that all about?
Well, I don't know, Charles. She's been behaving strangely. Just now I found her on the phone. She said it was a wrong number, and she acted awfully nervous.
Yes, I know what you mean. Do you think she has some friends or something that she doesn't want us to know about?
Oh, no, she couldn't have. Now, we made perfectly sure of that.
Well, perhaps she ought to have some. She's adjusted now. Some of her own people, you know.
No. She has our friends. Now, she's got to work harder on her English. She's got to perfect it, and we've got to cultivate some of our friends for her.
What? Perfect her English? Oh, really, Henrietta? We could try learning a little Spanish ourselves. Mm. And, by the way, that little flower shop you want me to buy is out of the question.
Oh!
I went over to look at the books. It's a nice, neat, profitable little business, but it's just too darn confining.
Oh,
too much work involved. Keeping up the inventory and the like. It's perishable, you know.
Oh, Charles, it would be such a nice diversion.
Yeah, when you're tired of the diversion and you want to take a vacation, what then? Just lock up the shop? Who waters the stock? Who fills the orders? Weddings, funerals, etc.
But, Charles, couldn't we just give it a trial run? I have all the time in the world.
Yeah, all the time in the world for a week. Until you're tired of it and want to try something else at my expense.
Oh.
No. Why don't you take up a charity and enroll in an art course? But none of that short-term red tape for me. No, sir.
Well, Charles, I won't discuss it with you any longer as you've taken this attitude. But I'm disappointed in you. Where's your sense of adventure? What's happened to your zest for life?
My dear, I do have a practical side.
Oh, that is an understatement.
And now I think I'll take what's left of my zest for life and go and see how Captain Severin is doing. I must say that I admire a man like that with a project like that. Would you care to join me?
No, I'll stay here.
The curtain falls on the first act of this week's C.P. McGregor Studios production for the Salvation Army, titled Birthday Surprise. Our story today demonstrates once again that where there is a need, the Salvation Army is there. Captain Savarin is setting up new facilities for a Red Shield Youth Center in Mr. Rich's neighborhood. a place where youngsters can truly benefit from the many activities made available for good, healthy recreation and fellowship with other young people. And each year, during the summer months, the Salvation Army's summer camp program is in full swing. These camps are a part of the Salvation Army's program of planned recreation and counseling for children who wouldn't ordinarily enjoy these benefits. Funds to maintain Red Shield centers and the summer camp programs are generally raised through local appeals by the Salvation Army. Summer vacation is almost here, so watch for a Salvation Army volunteer who will be only too happy to receive a donation to keep these fine programs going. We continue now with the second act of Birthday Surprise.
Would you like some more coffee, dear?
No, thanks. Say, look, here's an article on that youth center. I must say, Henrietta, I'm impressed with the progress they're making over there.
Charles, they're still running that ad for the flower shop.
Where's Maria?
She's gone to church. I wonder if the terms are still the
terms
same.
Terms or no terms, the deal's off.
Oh.
Now, I was thinking of taking a drive. You care to come along? Hello? Oh, well, hello, Captain Severin. Yes. Oh, is that right? Here? In Los Angeles? Well. She did, huh? Probation officer. No. I think we would prefer that you follow it through rather than our doing it. Well, yes, of course. We'll explain to Maria. Well, it seems she didn't or doesn't trust us. Okay. Thank you, Captain. Thank you. We'll stand by and we'll tell Maria just as soon as she returns from church. Goodbye.
Charles, what is it?
Maria has a brother here in Los Angeles. Yes, she didn't want us to know because she felt she had lied on her application when she indicated that she had no family.
Oh, because we specified.
Yes, exactly. And it seems this boy, Carlos, is in some kind of trouble.
Oh.
He's been in the United States for 6 years. He's currently on probation for petty theft.
Oh, that's... Yes.
Captain Severin had a look at his records, and it seems he's held a variety of jobs, none of them really full-time legitimate jobs. Not much of a livelihood, I guess. The captain is going to get in touch with the probation officer and try and locate the boy. I told him we'd stand by.
Oh, but what will we tell Maria?
Well, we'll tell her that her brother is alive and well.
Well? Now, Charles, don't you think we'd better wait until we know his situation?
Yes, I suppose so, my dear. But perhaps we'll know it soon enough.
Oh, I can hardly wait for Maria to get back. Oh, what a surprise for her.
Indeed. Yeah, should be along any minute. Henrietta, aren't you going to touch that sandwich? Really, I never saw anyone worry so.
Oh, I am worried.
Well, actually, it's not such a worrisome thing. Maria has had Sundays off every week for 6 months. She doesn't know what we know. For her, this is just an ordinary Sunday, that's all.
She doesn't know what we know. What if she's trying to track him down?
Now, take it easy, dear. She'll be along now soon enough.
Charles, it's 10 o'clock. Now, we've got to do something. Call someone. Something. Why haven't we heard from the captain? Anything. Oh, where could she be?
Well, all right. I'll call Captain Severin. Perhaps he's been in touch with this probation officer.
Hello?
Oh.
Maria, welcome home.
Where have you been?
Oh, I am so sorry to be so late.
I take the wrong bus from the downtown station.
Oh, Maria.
Well, we're glad you're not lost, after all. Mrs. Rich and I are just going to bed. We'll see you in the morning.
Yes. Good night, Maria.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Rich.
And sweet dreams to you, Maria.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Captain, we're sorry to bother you like this on a Monday morning, but...
Oh, it's no bother at all, I assure you.
You see, we had quite a scare last night. Maria left early for church in the morning. We began to worry when she didn't return home until after 10 o'clock.
She said she took the wrong bus.
Well, I can understand your alarm. Have you told her anything about her brother?
No, we wanted to wait.
But we can't go on like this. Now, she's bound and determined to find him. And who knows what kind of trouble she could get into trying.
Yes, indeed. Well, I was able to get in touch with his probation officer just now. Yeah. He's unhappy with the progress Carlos is making. It seems the boy continues to keep company with some rather undesirable sorts. Some involved with drugs, some with some rather bad records, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Carlos has been warned against these associations, but he seems to be hanging onto them for security. Most of them are of Mexican descent, and Mr. Gray, the probation officer, thinks that Carlos seems to feel at home with them.
Well, has he no other connections at all after 6 years?
Well, apparently not. However, in spite of this, Mr. Gray says that the boy speaks very good English, and he's impressed with his record. He says that Carlos was sincere in trying to find work when he first arrived here. He was never able to procure the necessary credentials to work in the United States. You know, the one known as a green card.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, it seems his good intentions have diminished gradually, and he even demonstrates a rebellious attitude toward Mr. Gray and the other figures of authority.
Oh, not Maria's own brother.
Perhaps it's not too late. Can Carlos be reached? Does he know Maria is here?
Well, Mr. Gray is trying to locate him to set up an interview with me. As far as we know, he doesn't know that Maria is in Los Angeles.
Oh, what would it take to get him the necessary papers to work?
Just a little more time. Mr. Gray's been working on that, but Carlos seems to have lost interest and doesn't follow through himself.
I have a plan.
Oh?
I wonder if Carlos would like to manage a business.
A business?
A business?
Yes, a flower shop, perhaps.
Oh, Charles, really?
Really, my dear. You see, Captain, Henry and Ed and I have been planning to purchase a flower shop, but we needed someone to spell us when we needed a rest from it.
And you think Carlos?
Well, we'll have to meet him first, of course, and see if he's the type.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Hello? Well, fine. Yes, I'll be here. Goodbye. That was Mr. Gray.
Yes?
He and Carlos are on their way over here right now. Would you like to stay and meet the boy now?
Yes, of course. Things certainly are falling into place.
Oh, yes, they are. My, what an occasion for a celebration. Oh, Captain, may I use your phone? I have to call Maria.
Henrietta, don't you think we'd better wait until...
Oh, Charles, no. Just to tell her to turn the oven off. I thought we'd be back home by now, and I have her birthday cake in there.
Oh, well, very well, my dear.
Here's the phone, Mrs. Rich. Help yourself.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
It is very nice that the Capitan can come for dinner on my birthday.
Oh, thank you, Maria.
Oh, I thank you all very, very much. And now I will get the dinner from the kitchen. I do not know what Mrs. Rich fixes. She say it is a surprise, and all morning she say I must not go into the kitchen. I do not know.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be a real treat.
Yes. Now, Maria, you sit back down. It's your birthday, so I'll get the dinner. Oh, Charles, will you give me a hand with the roast?
Why, yes, certainly, my dear.
Oh, is there anything I can do?
You have done enough already.
Surprise!
Feliz Natalicio, Maria.
It is Carlos. Oh, where you come from?
Mr. and Mrs. Rich found me.
Mr. and Mrs. Reed?
And Captain Savarin.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I am so happy. Thank you, thank you, thank
it's
you.
All right, you're welcome.
And Felix Natalicio? How is it?
Feliz Natalicio.
Feliz Natalicio, Maria.
You've been listening to a radio play by Stephanie Gabler titled Birthday Surprise. Iris Mann was heard as Maria, Jay Johnston, Paula Winslow, and Byron Kane as Captain Savarin completed our cast. Heartbeat Theater was produced by the C.P. McGregor Studios in Hollywood and directed by Don Hills. Please join us next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Until then, this is your host, Marvin Miller, wishing you a very pleasant week.